Gemara says, the chatis karminu, talking about the chiv chatis, the korban chatis, you only say cases that the nezid is alav. But in the case by shrua, that's alav, we don't say. I oshem, and echnami oshem, we say cases even of alav. But the korban of a chatis is only cases that doina is karis. Ravina says, ki ketoni midi de chayel amidi de varachila. What are we talking about this price only? You assume the chal only on midi dvar achilo. But shvua, the chal amidi lav dvar achilo, shvua that could be chal. Even on things that do not pertain to eating, like Atonia doesn't say it. There's noiser, tomei, those things are one of the gayet to isser achilo. That's what the price wants. Cases of an isser achilo. But shvua that chal amidi dvar lav dvar achilo, we don't say it. Never a hegdish, the isser of hegdish, the chal nami, or eats on the adonim. If you makdish wood, it also has kedusha. It's also to have an off from it. And the ketoni we're talking with every yisa hegdish. So more so true. Ella rather like this. Ki ketoni midi dechala midi yispe mashosha. We're only talking about isurim that a chala on something that's mamish that has a substance to it. At least like wood, there has to be something there. But shvua dechala midi lespe mashosha. But a shvua that ki dechala even upon something that doesn't have a mamish to it, there's nothing there. Like we'll soon see cases kugoyin. Sheishon, Vishle Yishon, the person swears I will sleep today, and he does not sleep, or he swears he will not sleep, and he does sleep, but he's chayiv, like a Tony, we do not talk about an Issa Shvua that pertains even to things that does not have any mamish, no substance to it. And the reason we'll soon see is because the Shvua is chal upon the gavra, upon the person himself. So the person is here, the Issa is chal upon him. So therefore, that's John the Braisa, so therefore there's no proof whether you say Issa Kol or not. The reason why the Braisa did not say a case of a Shvua, for all these different reasons. The other Gemara says, Echad Vorm Shal Atzmoi, V'yechad Vorm Shal Acherim. A Shvua is Chal, whether something to do with yourself, that you will eat, you will not eat, or else to do with something else, with somebody else, with some see, by giving something to somebody else. V'yechad Vorm Shem Sheish B'mamish, V'yechad Vorm Shem B'mamish. Whether these things have a mamish, a substance of the Yisr, or whether there is no substance of the Yisr, there is no mamish, still a Shvua is Chal, we'll soon see. Kate, what's the case? Person swears that I will give my friend a present. So it's not negated to yourself, it's negated to somebody else. Still be yisr shvu eschal, because it's chal upon you. You have a chiv not to give him a present. What about if you swear, I will not give him a present. So as an isr, you're not going to give him. Well, shenasati, in the Ova, shenasati, that you swore that you gave him yesterday. Or else for shloinasati, you swear that you did not give him yesterday. These are cases of shvuas that have to do with a chayrim. Now, what's to be a dover shem b'mamish? She'ishon, you swear that you will sleep today. Or else, v'shaloi ishon, you swear you will not sleep today. She'yoshanti, you swear that you slept already yesterday. V'shaloi yoshanti, you do not sleep yesterday. Even though sleeping is a dover shem b'mamish, still an issa shvuas chal, because the issa is chal upon you. The same thing, she'ezroi, k'tzroi liyam, you could swear that you're going to throw a stone into the river, and you have a chiyah to do it. Or else, v'shalei ezrak, I will not throw the stone into the yam. She'er zarakti, I already threw it. Or else, v'shalei zarakti, I did not throw it. In all these cases, yechayev a korban, I will be yored if you do it b'shagig. If you offer the shua b'shagig. Rabbi Yishmael, I'm a no. Ein yechayev elo, alo asa lovay. Rabbi Yishmael, this is the famous sheet we had before. He does not hold shtayim shemarbo. He holds by a shruas. There's only two times yechayev a korban. Only Allah said lovely, if you swear that you will eat today and you do not eat, or you swear you will not eat and you did eat. Shneimer, because the pasuk says, Lahora or Lahatif, Mashma something bad for yourself that you will not eat today, or Lahatif something good that you will eat today. The Mashma the Os said what you will do. Bashenkin in the Ovar, if you swear that you ate and really do not, you're potter from a carbon. All Malaria Bekiva says back to Bishwab and Kenya, so maybe you only chayev a korban if you over made a shvua on something that's good for you or something that's bad. You will eat, you will not eat, you will sleep, you will not sleep. But dvorm shein ben harov yatova, let's say something like I will give somebody a present or I'll throw something in the stone where it doesn't make a difference, there's nothing good, there's nothing bad about it. Minayin, how do we know in such a case that there's a chayev korban? Or Maloy, Rabbi Shmuel said, yes, this I agree. May Ribuya Kasid is a Ribu from the Pasuk, Rashi says, the Chola Sheyavata says, a Ribu, even not things that are mamish, Hora Olahetif. Or Maloy said back in Ribuya Kasid Lakach, Ribu Kasid Lakach, if you have a Ribu for this, You have ribui for that also. So there's a ribui not only in the osid, but in the yovar also, yechayiv a korban. Tana Rabban, look at a price like this. The price in the Durham says, choyma bin adorim ibishuas. There are certain chumras about hilchas, adorim over hilchas shuas. And choyma bishuas bin adorim. There are certain things that are more strict about a shvua than about a nether. Choyma bin adorim shanadorim chalam al devar mitzvah k'dvar rishus. A nether is chalap on a devar mitzvah like a devar rishus. The Rashi says, koinim sukkah shen yoysa, lulav shani noytel. You make an issa nether that the lulav should be yoysa to you, or the sukkah should be yoysa. It's also. And the Gemara says, because nedorim is chal upon the chepetz. So once you make the lulav, you can't do the mitzvah, not because it's issa, it's also for you, but because the issa is chal upon the chepetz, so the chepetz becomes also to you. Ma'ashen ken b'shvuas, but by shvuas you cannot do a thing like this. Because by shvuas is chal upon the gavra, upon you. You're not allowed to make a shvua that you will not do the mitzvah's lulav. You have a chiyuv to do the mitzvah's lulav. You cannot make a shvua levat less the mitzvahs. But that's the difference. And neder is chal upon the chepetz. The object becomes also. True, the end is that you can't use it. But the reason why the sibah, why it's also, is because there's an issa put upon the chepetz. Mashenkin by shvua starts out the other way. True, it ends up that both is also. But a shvua starts out that the issa is upon you. You're not allowed to do this. Therefore, you can't use the sukkah, so that you can't do, because there's a mitzvah to eat in the sukkah. Now, choymeh b'shvuas, there's a certain strictness about a shvuah. Sha'shvuas chalas adovah shein b'mamish k'dovah shish b'mamish. It's chal on something, whether it has a mamish or ain't b'mamish, still it's chal. Ma'ashen came b'n adorim, the adorim is not chal on something, it doesn't have a mamish. Because that's the same svar again. A shvuas chal upon you, upon the gavra. So even though you're swearing you will not sleep today, and sleep is not something that has a mamish, so what? The yis was chal upon you, not upon the sleep. But shenken a neder has to be chal upon the chayfis. There has to be something here. Sleep is not here. A neder cannot be chal upon sleep. Ketzer the Mishnah says, O mashrua shetim l'plenim shlo yetim. My yetim, what does it mean to say you swear you will give him? Ilayim et stoka liyon. If the person is a poor man and you swear you give him stoka, so the shrua chal, mushva v'yem yemi hafinu. You have a mitzvah midi reis anyway to give tzedakah. Shneimer, the pasuk says, Nosan titula, you have to give him. So why is the shvuah chal? So Mor says, true, Elamaton liyosh, we're talking about your friends or rich person, and he's telling you made a shvuah that you will give him the present. So that's a shvuah that's chal. Alright, I turn over. Again, giving a present to an usher is not a mitzvah, so therefore the shvuah is chal. Now the Mishnah says, Sheishan v'shleishan, I will sleep or I will not sleep. So Mashma, if you swear that you will not sleep, you're not going to sleep, and the shvuah is chal. Furthermore, and it's not that way. V'omer Rabbi Yechanan, Hoy, somebody says, Shvuah shleishan, I swear I will not sleep. Yimu yomim, 3 straight days. So Lachor is Malkin, Oisai, we give the Malkus right away. It's called the shvuah shav, it's called the shvuah came out in vain, and we the shvuah is not chal. The Yoshan Yalta, therefore really you're allowed to sleep right away. In other words, it's not possible to go 3 days without sleep. So it's called the Shvua Shov, that you get Malkus for what you said, but the Shvua is not Chal. And now Mishnah's Mashma, the Shvua is Chal. So when it says, Hosam the Yama Gimel, Hochad la Yama Gimel, it depends. If you swear that you will not sleep for 3 days, that's something that's not possible. So there the Shvua is not Chal, it's the Shvua Shov. You get Malkus right away. But if you swear that you will sleep today, or you will not sleep for 1 day, that's something that's possible. Here the shvuah is chal. We have to wait and see what's going to be, whether you be mekayem yishvuah or whether not. In such a case, you be chayav a korban and be yared if you are over yishvuah. All right, we'll stop here.
You're holding Daf Chofei Yomer Aleph. We did the Mishnah ready. That the Chiddush of Nedorim, the Chiddush of Shvuas, that it's Chal and Adova, Shein by Mamish, and also it's Chal Negei to Acherim. Now the two lines, the other big lines we're holding. It may be like this. The Mishnah says, She'ezrak Tzror Liyam, V'shlo Yezrak. Somebody can make a Shvua, he swears that he will throw a stone to the ocean, or else he will not throw a stone to the ocean. In both these cases, the shvur is bitu yischal, and if he does not do the way he swore, he's chayv a korban a little bit if he does it b'shoigig. If we don't like this, shvua shezorak pleni tzura liyam. Let's say Reuven makes a shvua that Shimon will throw a stone to the ocean. Or else b'shloi zorak, he makes a shvua that Shimon will not throw the stone to the ocean. But again, the shvua is not upon himself, it's upon somebody else. So Rava, you're right, in the past, Shazorak, the shvua that he threw, or else that he did not throw. Right, what happened already? So Rava Mechayev, Rav said that's also called the shvua's bitui. Now the Ma'is said, you swore that he did throw, and you made a mistake, and really he did not throw. So such a case also, you chayev a korban el of yerid. Who Shmuel am a potter, Shmuel says no, in such a case, you're a potter. What's the machlokes? Rava Mechayev, Isa Belavahein. Rav says Yichayev Eshua, because it's possible to make a shvua back and forwards. The lav I swore the person did not throw the stone, or else pain I could swear the person did throw it. That's enough. As long as the shvua could be the lav v'hein, yes and no, that's enough for shvua. But Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says no poti, you poti from a korban shvua. Why? Lesi b'labo, such a shvua it's not possible in the future. You can't make a shvua. Rashi says. Yisroi pleini oilo yisroi. Ein ze shvuas bitui. El shvuas shov. Shere ein pleini brushusoi lizar blue lizroi. If you make a shvua that somebody else will throw a stone to the ocean, so that's not called a shvuas bitui. That's not something that we have to see what will be or not. That's called a shvuas shov. You have no right to swear to put isum upon somebody else, so you will not be chayiv a korban. A korban is only by shvuas bitui. So that's what Shmuel holds. That since this shvua, that you swore that the person threw a stone yesterday, even though really it's a shvua's bitui, but since it's not possible b'lahavor in the future, that then you're not chayiv a korban. So that's the machlokes Rav and Shmuel, when you have a shvua, does it have to be possible to be b'lahavor in the future also or not? Or is it enough like Rav holds just the fact that it could be in the past, you could swear that somebody threw a stone to the ocean? And if it's not true, you'd be chayav a korban according to Rav. So let's say the plukta to Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva kamiflagi. This machlokes Rav and Shmuel is telling the machlokes in the Mishnah between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. That's not we learned in our Mishnah. Rabbi Shmuel loymer ena chayav ala osid lovei. According to Rabbi Shmuel, yoni chayav a korban oil of yerid. If you make a shvua that you will eat today and then you do not, or you will not and then you do, but it has to be in the future. Why? Shinam, the pasuk says, Lahora lahaitiv, that you swear you're going to do something bad, like you're going to fast, or you swear you will do something good, you will eat. That's Rabbi Shmuel Shita. But in the past, there's no chi of carbon. Omalah Rabbi Kiva said back and came of so, if Yom Madaik Dafka, way it says, Lahora lahaitiv, Ein Liela Dvorm Shesh Kamarov Yatova. Maybe Yoni Chai of a carbon Shvua, if you make a shvua on something that is good to it, or there's bad to it, like you will eat, you will sleep. But Dvorim Shem Be'amarav Yatovah, things that are Mabekach, like I will throw a stone to the ocean, I will not throw a stone, there's no good, there's no bad in it, Minayin, according to Rabbi Shmuel, how do you know Bechlav there's such a shvua? Maybe there's no shvua if it doesn't pertain to Rav Etoiv. Oh my Lord, Rabbi Shmuel answered back that we had, the Rabbi Yaakosiv, there's a Rebbe Aposik, we'll soon see later on, where the Rebbe Akroi is. The Chol HaSheivat Adam Mishvua, anything. That's a Rebbe. So Amal Lohi, Rebbe Kiva says back to Rebbe Shmuel, Im Rebbe Akosav Lekach. Once you say there's a Rebbe, that you chayit even on Dvorim Shomabekach, things that are not really a good or bad, is so Rebbe Akosav Lekach, there's also Rebbe, not only the Shvua has to be Lahora, I will do something bad, but it could be a Shvua that I did something bad already. That's the machlokes Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva, are you chayiv a korban shvua on a ovar, on something that happened where you swear that yesterday I ate and really you did not eat. So Rav the Yom Rabbi Kiva, Rav that says, you chayiv over here in a shvua that somebody threw a stone yesterday, he goes like Rabbi Kiva, that you chayiv even on the ovar, on the past tense, what happened? You chayiv a korban. Or Shmuel the Yom Rabbi Shmuel, Shmuel that says no, you're potter in this case, because he holds like Rabbi Shmuel that you only chayiv a korban on the future, but on the ovar you're potter from the korban. And here, this type of a shvua that somebody threw a stone to the ocean yesterday, that's the ovar. So Shmuel says, the potter goes according to Rabbi Shmuel. So maybe that's the machlokes. So Mor says, no, here it's much more. Ali, but Rabbi Shmuel, according to Rabbi Shmuel Shita, that even by regular Shvua, what you will do, Yoni Chayiv, Ala Osid, what's going to happen is Kuli Yamalai Pligi. Everybody agrees. Hash Demilsa, the Yisabalabo, Loi Mechayiv, or Rabbi Shmuel, Lishovar, something is Shvua, like I will eat. It's possible I will eat. Still, Rabbi Shmuel holds if you swore that yesterday you ate. You're potter from a korban on Le'ovar. There's no ribi akro. It says Lahor and Lahated. What I will do good, what I will do bad. But not what happened. If so, Milsa de Lesi Balabo, our case over here, where you're making a shvua that somebody else threw a stone into the ocean, there it's not possible in the future. You cannot put an isra upon that person that he has to throw the stone. You're not an owner over that person. So the cloud is no shvuas bitui that I swear that Reuven will throw a stone to the ocean. There's no such shvua. If so, mi boi, pshita that according to Rabbi Shmuel, you would not be chai the korban in this case in the Ovar. Madr. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, pshita that you're potter from a korban. Keep you where are the machlokes Rav and Shmuel over here? I'll leave it to Rabbi Kiva. They argue only according to Rabbi Kiva shita. And it's like this. Rav, Rabbi Kiva, true, Rav holds, like Rabbi Kiva Shita, that on a shvulish ovar and test, you're also chayiv a korban. Here also, if you swore that somebody else threw a stone to the ocean, even though it's not possible to make that shvul b'lahaboa, for the mitzvah, now that you made it lishovar, you're chayiv a korban according to Rabbi Kiva Shita. Well, Shmuel Amar, no, even according to Rabbi Kiva, ah, kam le mechayiv Rabbi Kiva hosam lishovar, el milsa v'yisa b'lahaboa. Shmuel Amar, when does Rabbi Kiva say you chayiv on a shvua, on the past tense? That you ate, only if it's possible to make a shvua, I will eat today, upon yourself, that you can make a shvua lahabor, then Rabbi Kiva holds yichayev a korban, if the shvua was lishaovar, what happened already? Mechayev Rabbi Kiva lishaovar. Avol midi delesi balabor, when you're talking about somebody else, that you're making a shvua that somebody else threw this stone into the ocean, that there it's not possible to make a shvua lahabor, that that person should throw a stone. You cannot put an isra upon somebody else. There's no such shvua as bitui, that somebody else will throw a stone to the ocean. That's a shvua shov. If so, lay, then even in this case where you swore that the person threw it already, which l'shova really should apply to somebody else, still Shmuel holds, you're potter from a korban. So kids, this machlokes Rav and Shmuel is not totally in Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. True, according to Rabbi Shmuel, everybody holds Yipata. But at least with Rabbi Kiva, still we have the machlokes Rav and Shmuel. So now we have to know, what is the machlokes? So, let's say then the plukta, maybe it's the machlokes.